And now, another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Hello? Hello? This is Jeremiah Arkham. Please, God, they can't have cut the phones already. Help me! Somebody! They're battering down my office door! Dr. Arkham, I presume!
I'm afraid the prognosis is not good.
For you, anyway!
Batman! The Joker. He's got Jeremiah Arkham in there.
Any of your men in the building, Jim?
Not yet.
Keep it that way till I come out.
Dr. Arkham, as a former inmate of this establishment, I want to explain this little leaving present me and the boys are giving you. The straps on the jacket run through the length of phone cord, which in turn uses the desk lamp as a pulley. The plug is used as a toggle, which ties it firmly through the trigger guard. Now, for maximum benefit, please keep your whole head in front of the shotgun. Not that you dare to move it, anyhow. After all, the point of the exercise is to remove that useless part of your anatomy.
Joker, please.
Now, don't go away. I want to forget you exactly the way you are.
Commissioner Gordon, can you read me?
Very much.
I'm in the roundhouse, the violent ward. Power's out. I don't like it. Let's try switching the mask to night vision. You'd better call for more body bags, Jim. Some of the inmates couldn't wait to leave the building before they got to work.
Did you hear that?
Sounded like Jeremiah Arkham to me.
Coming from up ahead.
Batman, be careful. We don't know how many have escaped and how many more are waiting in there to pounce.
Batman's in there now, Bane. Think he knows you did this to him?
If I didn't want his blood so badly, Bird, I could almost pity him.
Batman? Batman! Over here, in the security pen.
Dr. Arkham? How do you open this cage?
Wait, it's booby-trapped. Connected to this restraining suit. The whole thing will blow my head off if either one of us moves to untie it.
Uh-huh. Wait a second. Can you move your legs?
I don't know. I really can't feel them. The wire's too tight.
Okay. Now I've rigged this batarang to sever the wire tying your head to that trigger. The second it hits, you kick yourself backwards in that chair as hard as you can. Got it?
I'll try. What if you miss, Batman?
He's dead if I miss.
Here it comes.
Batman, thank God. The Joker.
Where is he? The wing is deserted. Where are they all holed up?
They're gone. They've gone. Don't you understand? Nearly all the criminals in the maximum security area have escaped. Everything you've achieved in your career as Batman, it's gone.
All those years spent cleaning up the city. The horrors I've endured to try and set the world a little straighter. Joker, Scarecrow, Ventriloquist, Amygdala, Poison Ivy, Clayface. How many are back out there? How many lives will be forfeit following this escape? Dear God, have I the strength to recapture them all? No, no, no!
Joker, Ventriloquist and Scarface, Scarecrow, Riddler.
Loose in the night, running free in the dark. Most of the worst and more heavily armed, terminally dangerous. Who did this to me? Who broke them out of Arkham?
My guess is it's the guy I told you about, Batman. The one who busted up Killer Croc. Bane. And he's definitely got it in for you.
Yes, the one who followed me to the Manklin Brothers hideout. Come on, Robin. If we can't find the devil himself, his progeny are legion enough.
The Cavalier.
We had 5 tactical units there, Mayor Kroll, and there was a hostage situation.
Why in heaven's name didn't you order your men to shoot to kill, Gordon?
It doesn't work that way. My men discharge their firearms only in defense.
Then we're going to end up with a lot of dead citizens, Commissioner. Oh. I'll be expecting results, arrests, a dead or alive attitude to getting these maniacs behind bars again, or your job's on the line.
So we managed to hear the police band, Batman. What are we looking for?
We'll know it when we hear it. And that was it, I'll bet.
What was? What's a haberdasheria?
Usually a hat shop.
Uh-huh.
Let's beat the police to the scene.
We're
We're back. Our guest is Dr. Simpson Flanders, noted expert on the criminally insane. Dr. Flanders, your new book criticizes the standards of treatment for offenders serving time in Arkham Asylum. But what exactly do we do with these evil and dangerous people now loose on our streets?
Evil and dangerous are emotive words, Petra. That's why I wrote my book, I'm Sane and So Are You. Uh-huh. We must reach out to these people. They're out there tonight, disoriented, alienated. Mm.
Many of them sharing a terror of the excessive force used in their persecution by the Batman.
Yes?
Bane, it's Bird. One of our nutcases has made a move against the man.
Which one?
Mad Hatter. I've sent the Hawk to follow him.
Keep me posted.
You say it's a hatch-up, but where are the hats?
The place has been cleaned out. Looks like the first of the major Arkham escapees has made his move.
What's this? A note addressed to the Batman?
Uh-huh.
Hold on to your hats. Jervis Tetch requests the pleasure of your company at a tea party. Date? Tonight. Time? ASAP. Place? Tenniel Estate. Jervis Tetch?
The Mad Hatter. And we're to be his guests of honor.
We're invited to the Mad Hatter's tea party.
Yes. And it's not polite to be late.
Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. If you would be good enough to don the party hats you'll find at your place settings, the fun will begin.
What's wearing hats got to...
I said put on the hats!
Okay, Mr. Hatter.
Well, that's better. Now it looks like a party. And as I have now refined the mind control transmitters inside your headgear to voice activation, it only remains to say hats-induced trance. Can you hear me, basket cases?
We hear you, Hatter.
Perfect. Our first item of business is to be delegated to Film Freak. Are you in there, Film Freak?
When you need me, just whistle, Blue Eyes.
Yes, someone sprung us from Arkham on purpose, Film Freak.
That's right, Toto. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Someone wants to use us like puppets, stealing my shtick. Do you know how I know this?
Oh, you know this, Kimosabe.
A little bird told me. Actually, a great big bird, species of falcon, been following me around all day. Here, this is a homing tracker. The device I put on that thing's leg will give you its location. When you find out who the bird belongs to, kill him! Then we can get on with taking over the city.
Okay, little britches. Saddle up and move out.
Now, a spot of tea. Who'll be mother?
I take mine without milk, Hatter.
Got a diet soda?
Why, it's our guest of honor. At last, we can start the party games. Hats, stimulate adrenal cortexes.
Robin, wait there as backup.
Yeah, come on.
Bane, we got trouble. There's some kind of homing device on Talon's leg.
There's someone across the street casing this joint.
Ah, it's one of the Arkham inmates. The one who calls himself Film Freak.
You stay here a while. Kill him.
Film Freak to Hatter. Film Freak to Hatter. Come in, Hatter.
Batman! How long does the backup hold back?
Till the outcome is clear.
No, Batman! You won the battle, but lost the war!
I'll take that gun, Hatter!
Nice work.
Now I'm cross! You've ruined the party!
Film Freak to Hatter, come in, please!
This guy's got a walkie-talkie in his hat!
Who busted you out of Arkham, Hatter?
How should I know, Batman?
Hatter, can you read me? It's Film Freak. I got company.
It was Bane, wasn't it?
Bane?
It was Bane!
I'm Bane.
No, get back.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Freako?
You hear me, Hatter? Your assassin is dead.
No.
Just like the Batman, you're garbage.
Come on, Hatter. I've got bigger fish to fry.
You look pretty fried yourself, Batman. A whole madhouse yet to hunt down. Not to mention Bane.
Who is it, Montoya?
I'd say we've one less Arkham Asylum inmate to look for, Commissioner Gordon. This looks like the one they called Film Freak.
No sign of an entry wound. No evidence a weapon was used, but surely nobody could have done this with their bare fists.
What about this Bane guy?
Wait a minute. Joker, Scarecrow, Firefly, Ventriloquist. I got a potential perpetrator right here. Amygdala.
400
pounds of muscle.
Hoffman. 3 brain cells. And all of them wired up wrong.
Sergeant Bullock, got a call through for you. Reported sighting of Arkham SKP, the ventriloquist entering a downtown bar, the tap room. He may be with another one. Amygdala. Yeah. There's a rumor Batman's car was seen heading that way.
Bingo.
Give me a beer.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Shut it!
What the heck is this?
My name is Ventriloquist. This is my friend Sarko. Say hello to the nice people, Sarko.
Hello, people.
Look out, people. We got a weirdo in the joint. He's got a sock on his hand.
You're talking to yourself, pal.
We're looking for Scarface. Has anyone here seen him?
Hey, mister, if this is a stick-up, you put the sock on your head, not in your hand.
No. Don't upset my friend, Sarko.
You're making a big mistake laughing at me.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is my friend, Aditya. And he's a very good guy.
You're laughing at my little friend? Nobody laughs at my little friend.
ETA at tap room, 3 minutes.
I'd prefer to be acting more and reacting less, Robin, but there's no rhyme or reason to any of this chaos following the Arkham Asylum breakout.
Are we being followed?
So you spotted the bird.
That's some kind of hawk, isn't it, Batman?
A falcon.
There was one circling in Tenniel Park earlier, before Bane killed Film Freak. Either that's 2 in 1 night, or...
Good observation. You follow the bird, I will deal with Ventriloquist.
Hey! Oh! Ventriloquist! Can I have my sock back? Is it time for my medicine yet?
This isn't working. We'll never find Scarface this way.
Maybe it's time you found a new partner.
How can you say that? I'm nothing without Scarface.
You think so, old goody?
What do you mean?
Did you hear that?
What?
Sounded like a car pulling up to me.
All right, Ventriloquist. You didn't trash this place on your own.
Behind you, get me!
Can't breathe.
Bird, report.
Talon led us right to them, Bane.
Batman and the boy.
Robin can't be far away.
You ain't kidding, pal. He's right overhead.
And at this very moment, Batman's getting the beating of his life in that bar down there.
Batman make Amygdala so angry! Want my medicine? Take pain away! Want my medicine now!
I have your medicine right here. Oh, one down. But the ventriloquist got away. Maybe Robin had more luck.
Batman's at the end of his rope. He hasn't even run up against the Major League crazies that we let out of Arkham, and already he's looking beat.
We will let him run a little more of the gauntlet. I want to know his most extreme limits of endurance.
This is not good.
After all, this is the man who stands between me and Gotham City.
Robin to Batman on closed channel. Are you reading me? Batman! Oh, God. I better get out of here. And I'm taking no chances. Better use an underground route back to the car.
What is it, Bane? Did you hear something?
Overhead.
I can't see nothing.
Back to the Chuck Dixon Show. Our guest is Dr. Simpson Flanders. He's here to try and make sense of this whole Arkham situation. Dr. Flanders, we got streets full of wackos with assault rifles, and you think you have a solution?
Well, as I reveal in my book, I'm sane, and so are you. The mentally divergent should be made to feel at ease in our environment. Climate of mistrust can make them insecure in their choice of lifestyle.
We've got a body count close to triple digits, Dr. Flanders. That's a lifestyle.
This was a dumb idea, boy wonder. Should have stayed put till Bane and his boys moved off. Above ground. Oh, it smells bad enough. But the sewer's like a labyrinth. And I have a big feeling I'm being... followed.
Robin, your efforts at concealment were adequate to deceive my partners. But I am different.
Bane!
I am very curious about you. You aid the Batman, and yet you are just a boy.
Yeah, find myself hanging around the weirdest people.
At your age, I learned to kill.
Bane, it's your turn!
Killer Croc! Batman, if you can hear this, I'm in the city sewer. Bane and Killer Croc are duking it out down here, and I'm stuck in the middle. Batman? Great. Whichever sicko wins this contest, I lose. Whoa, what's that noise?
You'll pay for breaking my arms! You're in my world now, Bane!
I will swim out of here, freak! Your corpse will float to the East River!
Bane's not kidding. It's high tide about now, and here it comes!
Mr. Deadwyler? Mr. Deadwyler, attorney at law!
Good evening, Mr. Deadwyler. Sorry to have had to break into your apartment like this, but...
We need your help!
Shit! Get that sock off your hand and we'll talk, ventriloquist. Holy, I thought Arkham Asylum was supposed to unscramble your brains.
Tell him, Socko.
We want to know where Scarface got to.
This is all about Scarface? That stupid puppet you call your boss? You're nuts! Why should I help you find anything?
You'll do it because this gun is loaded and bullets make nasty holes, Deadwyler. Darned if you do, darned if you don't. That suck humor, counselor.
Go away. Who's there?
Joe.
Joe who?
Joe Kerr.
You. What do you want?
Come now, Scarecrow, old friend. This doesn't bode well for us being partners, does it?
Partners?
May we. Gotham City is running scared of its own shadow. I methought myself to team up with someone who knows a trick or two about fear and how to inspire it. We could carve up this town. You, with your fear gas. Me, with my charisma. We'll start by dealing with Commissioner Gordon.
Gordon? Small potatoes. Let's deal with the organ grinder, not his monkey.
Oh, very good. Yes, 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 indeed. Oh, yes. Oh.
You could have drowned. I don't want you confronting Bane again.
Like, that's on my wish list. When the outflow washed me into the storm drain, I was only sorry to see him crawl out further down. Ow, Alfred, that's hot.
Breathe the vapors, Master Tim. You'll be lucky to escape with pneumonia.
Whatever his yearning for power, he's developed a darker purpose.
Sure he has. To destroy you. And you're falling for it.
There's no alternative. I cannot, will not let the maniacs take over.
But how about drafting some help? Asriel, maybe?
Jean-Paul is foreman, maybe even up to the task. But Bane is after me. And as long as I am still standing, this is my business.
The entire Arkham breakout's been mishandled from the beginning, Gordon. And if you don't do something about it in 24 hours, I'm asking the governor to break out the National Guard.
Mayor Kroll, if you do that...
All I have to do to make things happen is pick up the phone. And that includes trashing your career.
Those are the customers present at the taproom bar during the frenzied attack by Arkham escapee Amygdala, who were even willing to talk, indicated that Gotham City's Batman was looking
tired after he subdued the former asylum inmate.
The plan is working.
You sure, Bane? He still succeeded. He put another one back in Arkham.
But the cost to him is high, both physical and mental. He is reeling, and soon he will be ready to fall.
Exiting Ellsworth Plaza. Monitoring police frequencies.
Racing for my grave. Already feel dead, but I can't rest. Not after the Arkham breakouts.
Attention all units. Mr. Zez, serial killer, recently escaped from Arkham Asylum. Hold up in Bates School for Women. Hostages. Send tactical squads at once.
No rest for the wicked, nor those who dare deal with them.
Oh, Mr. Mayor!
Wake up!
Howdy, Joker time!
Smell! Horrible! Can't stop the nightmare! No, you're not real!
Oh, yes, but we are real, Mr. Mayor, very real, as your bodyguards downstairs could attest. Were they still capable of speech?
No!
This is wonderful, Scarecrow! The gas has reduced him to a gibbering wreck!
What do you want?
It's time to exercise a little executive power, Mayor Kroll. You just have to pick up the phone.
And we'll do the rest.
Please, let me go!
Quiet.
That
Consider the arm that chokes you. You see the marks? Self-inflicted, every one. All lovingly etched. Souvenirs to take everywhere of my every sin, my glory. And you are about to be honored with your own.
Drop the gun, Judge. You're under arrest.
Montoya, no!
Let her go or I shoot.
Back up, now, on the second floor.
You daren't shoot, pretty cop. My reflex would still cut her throat.
Damn. Okay, take me then instead. There's the gun.
Very good. Very trusting. Come here. Ah, fool. I shall make an extra deep cut for you.
Enough blood, Judge.
Enough blood, Batman? There's never enough blood.
No!
Oop, oop. Once a slip of the knife, and the pretty cop gets it.
Batman, I tried bargaining with him. Exchanged myself for the hostage.
You did your best, Officer Montoya.
Did your best? As if you were a cop? You're not. You're just like me. A stalker, a predator, and you love it. Don't you, Batman?
Here, sickle!
You...
Montoya!
Go!
You're just like me. We're both bound for hell.
No, I'm not like you. Killer, not...
All right, stop it. That's enough. I've got him, Batman. Enough.
Enough? No, too much. Way too much.
We now join the Link Rambo Show, already in progress.
Let me get this straight, Dr. Flanders. You're saying it's our fault that these maniacs loose on the streets are tearing Gotham apart?
Absolutely. As I state in my book, I'm sane and so are you. Our entire culture is aberrant. These people are merely the symptoms.
Symptoms?
Ventriloquist, please! If I help you find your Scarface puppet, I'm an accomplice.
A man of principle.
Are you sure you're a lawyer?
Oh, please come out from behind that sofa. These handcuffs are really cutting into
my... Really?
Oh,
no. At least I could understand the sock.
Oh, I'm still here, Counselor. The duck we picked up at a toy store on the way over.
Jeez!
I can't control him, Counselor. He's a wild duck.
Just tell us where Scarface is.
I'm not sure where he'd be. I guess he's still in the evidence store of the precinct where the ventriloquist was arrested. But you'd need a policeman to get it released.
And we have no problem.
Don't understand. Where's the duck gone? Oh, no. A cop puppet.
Yep. We found Officer O'Hara in the toy store along with the duck. That they did, me boy, oh, that they did. I'm your man, that I am.
Time to make another phone call, Mia Crawl. Or would you prefer fear gas?
Oh, absolutely, Scarecrow. We want to reach out and crush someone.
Our plans call for utter chaos. Yes!
Mia Crawl, what if you called the president of the Firefighters Union and told them you were thinking of cutting their pay?
No, no. They'd strike for certain.
Good, good. You see, I have an old cellmate who benefited greatly from that. His name is Garfield Linz. He used to work in the movies, an expert in pyrotechnics. Setting fire to things became a bit of an obsession to him.
Excellent, Joker. The Firefly!
It's gonna be a hot time in old Gotham tonight!
Approaching St. Elmo's Pier. Releasing drogue brakes.
Garfield Linz, the Firefly, loose in the city's oldest amusement park. 3 acres of old wooden structures and the fire department on strike.
At least you've included me in on this one. At least you'll have some help.
You're not here to help, Robin. You're here to watch and learn. Mm-hmm. You're still in training.
What?
There he is. Firefly.
My flames! The beauty! Dance! Yes! Yes! Dance!
Incredible. How are we going to get him down from the roller coaster track?
Stay with the car.
I don't like this.
You don't have to. You barely escaped Killer Croc and that monster Bane. Your luck can't hold forever.
And yours can?
Stand back while I fire the grapnel up there.
Batman, please!
Welcome to my inferno, Batman! Isn't it beautiful?
Drop the flamethrower, Linz.
Oh, no! I could never do that! Now that you're here...
There's no way down from here except with me, Firefly.
Oh, I have my own escape
fruit, thank you. Burn brightly now!
Oh, cape smoldering.
Batman! Catch!
What?
Grab the line! Slide down!
This is quite a training session for me. I hate to say what you look like.
Lost him. Lost the element of surprise. Lost the perpetrator.
Could it be you're pushing too hard?
I have to push hard. The police are at full stretch, and Gotham is going to hell at the hands of an army of maniacs led by Bane.
So the best way to tackle this is to throw yourself after them?
No time, no time. We have to react wherever they surface.
But that's the exact opposite of everything you've taught me.
All right. Firefly is yours, Robin. Do the footwork. Dig into the files back at the cave. Try and get a 20 on him. Doors open.
You got it, Batman.
I'm going to talk to Gordon downtown, if there is a town left, with Firefly running loose. Let's go.
So, that's a letter G, E, and got it, a T.
Riddler, we're wasting our time here.
There! Police headquarters, Gotham City, urgent. Oh, if I say so myself, nobody can make an extortion note a work of art like I can.
Is that the holdup? We gotta send these cops some damn clue to the heist after we go through the trouble of organizing getaway cars, building plans, you name it?
Yeah, after we try to keep it a secret.
Crime is an art. It shouldn't be all drudgery. It demands flair. Wit.
Flair?
Don't give yourself a headache. Stand here, tie this letter to a brick and throw it through police headquarters window. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
Several calls from Dr. Kinsolving while you were out, Master Bruce.
Chandra. And you told her?
That you were far too busy exhausting yourself, gallivanting about in a mask and boots to speak to her.
Very funny. Is there anything to eat? I need some breakfast.
You also need 16 hours sleep, a 3-month vacation, a blood transfusion, and full psychiatric examination.
Alfred?
And where is Master Tim this fine afternoon?
At home, I hope. Using his computer skills to run down a little background for me.
Email to Cave Computer. Urgent message to Batman from Robin. Security scramble code 3.
Tim, you in your room?
Yes, Dad. Quick. Garfield lands. Firefly. Adopted at birth. No living relatives. And, digging deep into this early stuff, before his career in pyrotechnics even began, there's two places he's been fixated on since he was a kid. His adoptive parents refused for some reason to take him there. The first was St. Elmo's Pier. The second, Gotham City Zoo.
Tim? Drat this wheelchair.
Send. Here, Dad, let me help.
No, I gotta get used to this thing. Dr. Kinsolving said it'd become second nature, but I don't know. Maybe I should see a regular doctor after all.
I thought you said she was good. You recommended her to Bruce. He seems to think highly of her.
How is Bruce? I must pay a neighborly visit sometime. Although he's a busy man running around the society pages with all those bimbos. Amazing his businesses stay afloat.
He has people to handle a lot of that everyday stuff, I guess.
Bane, do you read me?
I read you, Bart.
Tailed Batman to the city zoo. Somebody must have tipped him off about Firefly being here. Except the big guy's got trouble. He's in a fight with another Arkham escapee, and Firefly ain't even showed yet.
Stay watching, Bart. I want a full report.
3 years, Batman! 3 years I have rotted in Arkham Asylum, planning your death!
Just put the sword down, Cavalier, and nobody will get hurt.
Hurt? Why, you fool! I'm going to kill you!
Get out, Riddler! We planned this job to a T. Everything ready to go? Everything in place? But do we make our move? No! We gotta wait till you send out your stupid riddle!
Yeah, so we're pulling this job tonight. And if it has to be over your dead body, then that's how it's gonna be!
You'll be sorry! You'll be sorry! It's my crime! Mine! Just because the cops ignored the riddle, they were too busy to read it, but I'll take my puzzles to the masses! You'll see!
Drop the sword, Cavalier!
First blood to me! Ha-ha! Defend yourself, Batman! You face an expert swordsman!
Ha-ha-ha! I haven't
got
time for this.
Ha-ha! Ha-ha! You broke my nose, you cad!
A minor league maniac. But I even had trouble with him. And I came here to take Firefly down.
You're getting to be a pest, Batman.
Speak of the devil.
Fascinating to watch you deal with that idiot. But let me tell you a thing or two. I'm not one of those Arkham inmates who obsessed over you day and night. In fact, I'll get along quite nicely without your interference. So I've decided to cremate you.
tower's heat is overwhelming. It saps my last reserve of strength, but I'm not burning. This time I came prepared.
You've spoiled enough of my fun, Batman!
15-layer Nomex and a rebreather don't give me the edge. Oh, but they let me survive.
You know, Scarecrow, I like the mayor's residence. I may even move in here permanently. Of course, a few things would have to change. Every once in a while, the mayor would have to stop screaming.
Shut up!
Let me go, Joker! Please!
A little more fear gas for the mayor, I think. Time for him to make another phone call.
Absolutely. Now that we have the police department running around like headless chickens, it's time to lay our egg!
So, Dr. Flanders, you say that these escapees are merely troubled children searching for meaning in their lives.
Oh, yes, Cassie. As I state in my new book, I'm sane and so are you.
Wow. This guy's getting a lot of mileage from the Arkham breakout.
Indeed, Master Tim. And he is...
Well, some psychiatrist who thought he could cure everyone in the violent ward.
A born optimist.
Wait! That guy she's approaching in the audience.
I see him.
Green bowler hat. You have a question, sir?
Actually, I have a number of questions. Here, take my coat.
Huh?
Riddler! And that's a detonator in his hand.
What letters never found in the alphabet? What does the ball bear like to be called at home? What travels around the world but never leaves its corner? Why was the letter down?
Come on, Alfred. You're driving the van. That show airs live.
No!
Phone calls to Mayor Crow and meet us here in the Mother Goose amusement park.
The screaming's coming from the slot arcade, Bullock. Somebody's got him in there. Sounds like he's being tortured.
Sounds like he's being murdered, Commissioner. Should I take a look?
No. Send in the SWAT team.
Now. Pocket, go.
Goobling, kiss and follow me.
I don't like this. The Riddler hijacks a TV studio back in central Gotham, and we're lured into a situation way out here in Evanstown.
Montoya's covering the Riddler, Commish. But he ain't got the only game in town. Batman's out chasing Firefly. Who knows which nut's pulling this job?
Yeah, Gordon speaking.
Commissioner Gordon, SWAT team safely in yet?
Oh, my God. Get those men out of there!
Too late, sucker! Yes!
Your best phone call so far, Mayor Kroll. Oh. Happy Scarecrow.
I love the simple ones, Joker.
Good, because the best is yet to come.
This TV show is going out live, right, Cassie?
Yes.
Yes, Riddler?
Yes, Riddler.
Good. I want to get a large audience, but having me on the show rigged with this bomb should win tonight's Battle of the Ratings, don't you think?
I'm reasonably certain.
And your guest, Dr. Simpson Flanders, I've met before at Arkham Asylum.
That's right, Eddie.
Oh, and you've written a little book. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm sane, and so are you.
That's right, Eddie.
Well, you couldn't have written it with me in mind.
Excuse me.
Because I'm not sane. Sane, and I never will be. Isn't that right, Doc? And here's another one for the folks at home. What begins with a P and ends with an E and has thousands of letters in it.
Cut to two. Camera three. Loosen that shot on Flanders. I want to cut to you the moment he shows up.
We're 3 minutes to network commercial, Officer Montoya, but Riddler says if we cut picture from studio, he'll release that button and turn Cassie into wallpaper.
Yeah, that's why we can't use a marksman. He releases his grip. Boom! Just keep going till the hostage negotiation gets.
Camera five. Pan wide and swing left. Oh, heck. I thought I saw that kid who's supposed to work with the Batman.
The one that called Robin? Here in the TV studio?
Yeah, red top, black cape with a yellow lining.
If Robin is here, where's Batman?
Mad Hatter. Amygdala. Film Freak. Cavalier. And... Firefly. Mostly second stringers, and they nearly took me out. The really dangerous ones are still on the street. And beyond that, the one who planned all this. Who will stand between Gotham and Bane? Yes, Jim?
Thank God. Batman, we're en route to Mayor Kroll's residence. Pretty sure Joker and the Scarecrow are holding him hostage, or worse.
I'll be there. Any sign of Riddler?
He made his move earlier. Hijacked a TV show. Montoya's on the scene. Thinks Robin's there.
Robin? Up against Riddler alone. He's not ready. And I can't do a thing to help him.
Come on! Who's going to solve my riddle? A whole TV studio audience and none of you can take a guess? It begins with a P. It ends with an E. It's got thousands of letters in it. I should have picked another show to debut my crime on. Maybe Enrico Rivoli or...
Post office. It's got thousands of letters.
Robin? Oh, that does it. I'm releasing the button. You're all just... Oh, what is this stuff?
asshole! Get it off my hand!
Just a little fast-acting epoxy to keep that hand from relaxing, Riddler. You're gonna wanna bomb in the ratings, right?
Yeah? Well, the gag's on you, kid! Ha-ha! This bomb's just a set of chair rails wrapped in electric tape!
What?
Oh, did I waste your time? Had to duck out of a hot date tonight?
Thanks, Robin. I got him covered now. Keep your hands in the air, Riddler. Come on, this way.
Was this all a wild goose chase? Did I screw up? Batman's somewhere out there facing real danger, and I'm the victim of a classroom prank.
Commissioner Gordon, we got a problem.
I'd say so, O'Neill. The Joker and Scarecrow are holding the mayor hostage in his own mansion, unless you have a worse problem.
They're not in there anymore. The bomb squad think the place is booby-trapped and say it'll take an hour to get in.
Where's Bullock?
That's the other problem. Sergeant Bullock told the bomb squad to shove it, and he was going in anyway.
Oh, my God. There he is, by the side entrance. Bullock!
Okay, Commish. Door wouldn't be open if the place was rigged, right?
Wrong. Hold tight, Bullock.
Battle!
Could have waited. There might have been clues.
Are you two all right?
I'm alive, thanks to the Batman.
Commissioner, I got a report in of an explosion at the harborside toll booth of the Gotham River Tunnel. Should I send,
Damn phone. Commissioner Gordon speaking.
Gordon, help me. Joker and Scarecrow don't know I'm making this call. They've got a rocket launcher.
We're at the river tunnel entrance. They just took out the... Very nicely done, Mayor Kroll. Very convincing. You make the perfect bait.
What bait? I thought this was a diversion.
A diversion, Scarecrow? No, 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 no. We're going to kill the Batman.
No way. When we combine forces, we agree to destroy the whole city, not just one man.
But the city, you straw-stuffed simpleton, is Batman. He'll be on his way now, expecting a trap. And we, with Mayor Kroll, of course, we'll spring it.
A trap? Using the river tunnel? Look at the cars in there.
Of course. Hand me the rocket launcher, if you please, Mayor Kroll.
Never.
Fear gas, please, Scarecrow.
Oh. Here you go.
Thank you. This is the Joker's recipe for reducing air pollution in Gotham City. To rid the east side of noisy, smelly traffic, simply take one heat-seeking projectile, close the eyes, pull the trigger, and hottest engine wins!
This tunnel gives me the creeps. Looks like the mouth of hell itself.
The power's out, Montoya, that's all. But it could be another booby trap, Commish.
I'm aware of that, Sergeant Bullock. But if Mayor Kroll is really in there, I'll find him. And I'll bring him out. Batman! You know it's a trap.
Of course it is.
Wait here.
Traffic is now backed up for 6 miles on the bay side of the tunnel as police try to determine the cause of the multiple explosions. The far end of the tunnel is sealed off by a special squad led by Police Commissioner James Gordon. Fresh rumors of Batman's presence at the cordoned off end of the tunnel are still unsubstantiated.
Not bad, huh, Payne?
Joker and the Scarecrow do combine well for chaos. With more discipline, they might have taken the city, but I reserve that right for myself.
You figure the Batman will stop them?
He'd better, because once he gets through that tunnel, he runs our gauntlet.
Nearly a mile into the tunnel, and a blackness so intense even my night lenses can't make out an image. And yet I know, I can feel, that I am being watched. Is it so long since I last heard the laughter?
Hello, Batman. Eat fear gas.
Scarecrow.
That's your greatest.
Oh. Oh, Mom, give him the pearls. Mom, no, no, got to be strong. This is the fear gas. But is the figure before me real? Let's see.
You're real?
Now, Batman. Temper.
Joker.
You idiot, Scarecrow! The fear gas only made him mad! In that case, let's blast him to guano!
Not the rocket launcher!
This tunnel's under the river! You'll drown us all!
The roof collapses as tons of river water flood the tunnel. And I have a choice. To seize the Joker or grab Mayor Kroll. But what choice do I really have? Joker's probably giggling himself sick right now. Maybe he'll laugh himself to death. But I must get air. Mayor Kroll, are you okay?
I'll get you out of here.
Excuse us, my lad. There's some property you'll be holding here at the evidence store.
What? You got a claim number and a court date?
That I do, me boyo.
Hey, where are you? Will you can the stupid brogue and walk into the light?
Sure, I can do just that.
Oh, my God. A puppet cop and... Ventriloquist!
Goodbye, Sergeant. And goodbye, Ventriloquist.
Goodbye, O'Hara. And hello, Scarface.
Hey, where the hell you been, bum? All these months, I'm rotting, gathering dust in some stinking police pound.
I'm sorry, Scarface. It won't happen again.
You better won't, pal. Not with Scarface back taking care of a business.
Damn it! Were we wrong?
River cops are circling the area around the blast, Commissioner.
What's the point, Montoya? If his honor was down in that tunnel when it blew, he's retired from office. Permanent.
Bullock! Now, who thought they saw a body floating toward this bank?
Commissioner, over here!
It's Mayor Kroll. I'll send for the paramedics.
Your Honor, how did you escape the tunnel? We almost gave you up.
He never gave up.
The Batman?
Grabbed me in his cape. It formed an air pocket. Well, he swam to an emergency hatchway. It was jammed, but he opened it somehow. His lungs must have been bursting. He never gave up.
Where is he now? Does he need help?
He must, but he staggered away. I heard his car start up. Guess he's gone home to rest. God knows he needs it.
Don't remember getting to the car. Recall the ride home only in snatches. The cave. Home. Can't wear this costume in the house. Promised Alfred. But where is Alfred? Oh, concentrate. Nearly at the Batcave access door. The clock hand set at the precise hour my parents were murdered. And it's unlocked. Strange. Not like Alfred, too.
Alfred?
I left him alive, Mr. Bruce Wayne. It is not your underlings I want, Batman.
Bane! In Wayne Manor!
It is you, and you will scream my name.
Bane, here in Wayne Manor, You know who I am.
My senses are quickened in ways which give me insights denied to other men. Insights which ensure my survival. For no disguise can hide my enemies from me. This Bruce Wayne is nothing but a mask, which no longer serves your purposes, Batman.
What has all this been about? Freeing the inmates from Arkham. Watching me wear myself down trying to recapture them.
I was a child in a jail filled with the dregs of the earth. But a vision sustained me that I would survive those days of terror, those nights of fitful dark dreams, when dark winged creatures would torment me, and that one day I would rule a great city the way I ruled that jail, by defeating the dark winged creature that haunted my tortured nights.
You would kill just...
I would kill for anything. I would kill to silence a grating voice, to darken the light in eyes that dare look at me.
Yours is a madness I cannot allow to run free. You must be brought down, whatever the cost.
You will pay dearly.
Oh, rib gone.
Master Bruce!
Alfred, save yourself. Run. I'm child's play for this monster. Burned out from 1,000 desperate fights. Racing for death my whole life. A life begotten in death.
The pearls, lady. Hand them over.
Hey, don't you touch my wife, you...
Father, no, wait! Thomas!
Give her the pearls, Mom, please! Just give her the... No!
We're fighting to the death down in the cave, and Master Bruce is completely spent. Let's get help. Next door. Fetch Timothy before it's too late.
Warning. Seismic anomaly detected in Batcave.
It is over. You are nothing.
Robin.
Beg for mercy. Scream my name.
Go to hell.
You want death? I deny it to you. Instead, I will raise you up, and I will break you.